I'm Tabitha Safty for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. In the nurse's office at Hemingway Elementary School in rural northeastern South Carolina, a nurse is examining a student.
I'm glad you came to see me today so we can check you out and make sure that your ear is just fine, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Tristan gets positioned so nurse practitioner Kelly Garber can see inside of his ear with an otoscope and diagnose him. Garber works for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. She is one of four virtual nurses that provide telehealth consults from MUSC. Dr. James McGilligott leads that program. He says telehealth is growing in South Carolina.
Telehealth is a broad term. Basically, what it means is delivering health care or health education or some type of health delivery over a distance with technology.
James McGilligott is a pediatrician at MUSC. He says that video conferencing is the most recognizable example of telehealth. Other types of telehealth include home monitoring, where virtual stats are collected and transmitted to nurses and doctors through the internet, training and health education, where providers and students are acquiring knowledge at a distance, and research, where professionals attempt to identify telehealth models that are sustainable and affordable. Today, there are more than 223 distinct telehealth sites, a roughly 25% increase from last year. While telehealth in South Carolina is growing, McGilligott still sees the importance of in-person consultations.
The projections from the industry, at least, are that over the next 10 years or so, virtual care, telehealth, will go from a tiny fraction to maybe a fifth of all care, 20%. But that still leaves 80% that are in person.
For South Carolina, this means more access to specialists, especially for folks living in the countryside. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, about 30% of the 4.5 million residents in South Carolina live in rural areas. In rural Oconee County, Senator Thomas Alexander has noticed the challenges of health care in his own district.
We also see so many folks today that are living in underserved and unserved areas, and the citizens continue to need access, whether it's to emergency care or critical care.
Senator Alexander is a proponent of telehealth in the state. He supported legislation towards the creation of a statewide telehealth network, the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.
South Carolina Telehealth Alliance is an agreement to work together for the good of our state, to apply the funds judiciously, and to look at collective impact.
Here at the South Carolina Department of Mental Health, the Alliance Board is hosting one of its monthly meetings.
All right, everyone. I guess we can gather around and get started in the interest of everybody's time.
In addition to his job as practicing pediatrician, James McGilligott is the chair of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. The alliance consists of three of the state's largest health systems, community hospitals, government, and educational agencies from across the state.
How about wins from the group? Do we have anything that people want to talk about from their own entities that relative to telehealth they want to promote?
The conversation consists of these key community leaders sharing their successes and challenges in the area of telehealth. They all came together to encourage and facilitate statewide collaboration among providers in the delivery of telehealth services. The South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's mission is to improve the health of all South Carolinians through telehealth. With those combined efforts, the goal is to facilitate, coordinate, and make more accessible quality local care, education, and research that is patient-centered, reliable, and timely. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.